Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day in the Yukon, a bug the size of a sesame seed is crawling up a tall blade of grass. It's a larval tick, a juvenile that hatched earlier from an egg on the ground. Now this young tick is looking for a host. When a passing moose, elk, or deer brushes against the grass, this tick will attach. Over the winter, it will feed in earnest. In the spring, engorged and fertile, it will drop off, lay eggs, and the cycle will begin again. For the host, those winter months can be a nightmare. This is a winter tick, a type of tick that is devastating to wildlife. Alaska has native ticks, and the winter tick has not yet reached Alaska, but it's moving west and north, and it's in the Yukon and British Columbia. In New Hampshire, 41% of annual moose mortality is due to winter ticks, and they are the leading cause of death for moose in northern Minnesota. Those moose host thousands of ticks, and that impact adds up. A moose with a lot of ticks will scratch and rub, wearing the hair off its neck, shoulders, and sides. The constant rubbing distracts it from eating and avoiding predators. Hair loss means heat loss, and those ticks consume a lot of blood. The combined stress is fatal to many animals. Wildlife managers are monitoring ticks and working to keep the winter tick out of Alaska. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.